KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with mostly light rain, a high around 55. So far, we picked up 14 one-hundredths of an inch over the past 24 hours that ended at 7 a.m. Messina picked up 55 one-hundredths of an inch, and the radar does show a wide swath of light to moderate shower activity stretching from Grinnell to Newton to Des Moines to Greenfield and into the southwest corner of the state. The heaviest precipitation is over the southern tier counties of the state, and that's all moving to the northeast. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, two robberies at bars early Friday morning in the Guthrie County town of Jamaica are under investigation, and the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in identifying the suspect. In their social media posts, the Sheriff's Office Friday said the burglaries happened sometime between 2:30 and 3:15 a.m. Friday at Tojo's Bar and Grill and the Just One More Bar. Security footage shows the suspect is a male wearing a white hooded sweatshirt, dark pants, black gloves, and eyeglasses. You can see the still pictures from the surveillance video under the same story on the KJAN.com news page. There's also a link to the video footage. If you have any information about either incident, contact the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214. Two males who absconded from the Clarinda Academy Thursday were apprehended in Adair County late Friday morning. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they were notified by PageCom on Thursday that two black male juveniles were missing from the Clarinda Academy, located within the city limits of Clarinda. The Page County Sheriff's Office assisted Clarinda police throughout the night in attempting to locate the males in patrols and following alleged sightings on the east side of the Nottoway River. At around 8 a.m. on Friday, Justin Damon of rural Essex reported to the Sheriff's Office that his black and gray 2017 Ford F-350 Super Duty pickup had been stolen from his driveway sometime between 1:30 and 6:30 a.m. on Friday. The vehicle was then entered nationwide into the NCIC computer system as stolen. At around 9 a.m. Friday, the Page County Sheriff's Office was notified by the Adair County Sheriff's Office. The Damon stolen vehicle had been involved in a hit-and-run accident in the city limits of Adair, and that deputies at that time were actively looking for the vehicle, as well as the two juvenile males. At around 11 a.m. Friday, the Adair County Sheriff's Office reported that they'd recovered Damon's stolen vehicle and had apprehended two Clarinda Academy students. The Sheriff's Office in Adair County said in their social media post that the juveniles were caught in Adair after the stolen vehicle ran out of fuel, and authorities said after a short game of hide-and-go-seek on the train tracks, the juveniles were apprehended. Now, this case is ongoing, and charges will be filed. On a likely related note, at around 10 a.m. on Thursday, Wayne Cedarburg of rural Essex reported that sometime during the night, someone had entered his garage, which was just under a mile east of Damon's residence. Cedarburg said that a pair of black winter gloves were found in his car. He said also that the contents of the car had been thrown around and messed up. Cedarburg said that nothing else appeared to be missing at the time of his report. A 37-year-old Avoca woman told authorities in Pottawatomie County Thursday night that her husband had allegedly assaulted her at their home during a domestic disturbance, but no injuries were reported. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said following an investigation, 40-year-old Leo K. Hansen of Avoca was taken into custody for aggravated domestic assault. He was being held without bond Friday in the Pottawatomie County Jail. And a Jasper County woman was arrested early Friday morning in Pottawatomie County following a traffic stop in her SUV that took place on Interstate 80 near Magnolia Road. 21-year-old Bailey Diane Van Manen of Sully was taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. Friday for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 28-year-old Tyree Jermaine Millsap of Afton had been arrested at around 8:30 a.m. Thursday in Afton. Millsap was taken into custody for false imprisonment. He was later released from the Union County Jail on his own recognizance before being transferred to the Madison County authorities, where he was wanted on warrants out of Madison County. In other news, Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise, or PRIDE, is hosting a forum at the Marnie Community Center this morning from 10 until 11:30 a.m. Candidates ranging from local to federal will discuss what will you do to repopulate rural Iowa if elected. That event will be held in an open discussion format. In their outlook issued this morning, the National Weather Service in Des Moines says heavy rain is still predicted to fall through next Wednesday, with widespread 3 to 6 inches of precipitation possible during the most active period of Sunday through Wednesday morning. Counties in the KJAN listing area could see anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of rain by Wednesday. Any heavy rainfall will likely lead to increased river flooding, the threat of overland flooding with localized flash flooding possible as well. Those along area rivers are advised to monitor the situation closely over the coming days. And the Atlantic Firemen's Parade will take place next Saturday, October 13th in downtown Atlantic. The event caps off Fire Prevention Week, which begins tomorrow and concludes next Saturday. Captain Tom Campbell with the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department says they began planning for next Saturday's parade last year with the idea of tying it in with Atlantic's 150th anniversary, or sesquicentennial, if you will, and the Atlantic Fire Department's 150th anniversary. Campbell said there's trophies won by the department and other memorabilia on display at the Atlantic Fire Station, and you're more than welcome to come out and take a look at the history of your Atlantic Fire Department.
Anytime, if anybody has any time to go out there and just look around at that stuff, there's some really interesting stuff out there.
Campbell says tomorrow, Sunday, October 7th, a breakfast for the public will take place at the fire station.
It will be from 7 to 1. This year we are having pancakes and bacon, sausage, and then also juice and milk, coffee. And it's free will donation. It's a chance to come out and, like I said, look around at the station, check out all the old memorabilia that is there, and the trucks. And if you have any questions, the guys would be happy to help you out or take you on a little tour.
And the money that's raised goes back toward fire prevention, including fire truck rides for the kids and outreach efforts.
And that's the big thing. It's to bring awareness. That makes it better for everybody if we don't have to get called for circumstances that could have been prevented. So, it's the big one. It's the, change the batteries in your smoke detectors and, check your carbon monoxide detectors and make sure all that stuff's up and running properly. But the big one is make sure you replace your batteries. This is the time to do it. If nothing else, help protect your family.
And the parade next Saturday, he says, features many new attractions, including a team of Clydesdale horses.
We've got a Goodell Clydesdale's coming. It's a 6-team hitch of Clydesdale's, and they will have a hitching down by the depot starting around 3:30, and they're going to do a full dress hitch for their team that's going to go through the parade, and they'll probably be around town a little bit. The Clydesdale's, I saw them up at the state fair. They're a beautiful team, and I think it'll be really neat for people to come down and see them, get those horses ready and see them going around town.
A Wells Fargo hitch will also be in attendance by the chamber office. Other attractions include performances by bagpipers, the Atlantic High School and Middle School Band, the Isisarets drill team from Des Moines, and three other drill and drum corps. Lineup for the parade starts at 4 p.m. next Saturday at 2nd and Sunnyside Streets, with the parade getting underway at 6 p.m. A Midwest Medair helicopter will land near the city park at around 5 p.m. that Saturday as part of the festivities. Other activities scheduled for next Saturday include a fireman's dance from 8 p.m. until midnight at the 4-H building on the Cass County Fairgrounds. The event is open to the public and food will be available. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Linda Meyer, age 68, of Atlantic, died September 30th. Funeral services for Linda Meyer will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic First Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ludwig Lud Booman, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Lud Booman will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Arlene Fenske Koontz, age 94, formerly of Audubon, died September 20th in New Mexico. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Arlene Koontz will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Richard Thomas, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died September 14th. Memorial services for Richard Thomas will be today at 10:30 at the Fairview Congregational Church in Stewart. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Calvin Knopp, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Calvin Knopp will be today at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Earl Blunk, age 74, of Atlantic, died September 29th. Funeral services for Earl Blunk will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Shirley Blatt, age 83, of Walnut, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Shirley Blatt will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Betty Lynham, age 94, of Panora, died September 27th. A celebration of life for Betty Lynham will be held tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Stephen Beckman, age 57, of Boone, died Tuesday. A family visitation for Stephen Beckman will be held Monday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Robert Bob Hyman, age 87, of Atlantic, died September 12th. Bob Hyman will be laid to rest on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the National Veterans Cemetery in Omaha. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.